a number of steps required to set up and configure the DinnerNow application. In this video, I'll show you those steps and also walk through the DinnerNow application to verify that it works. The first step to set up the DinnerNow.net sample application is to download the MSI file from CodePlex. The MSI file is available from the Downloads tab. On the Downloads page, click on the DinnerNow MSI file, which will display the CodePlex license agreement. After you click the I agree button, you can either save or run the MSI file. Let's go ahead and save the file locally, and I'll save it in the Downloads folder. Once the download is complete, click on the Run button to start the setup wizard. When the setup wizard comes up, click Next and check the checkbox to accept the license agreement. Click Next again, and on the destination folder, you can either select the default value or you can specify your own directory to install DinnerNow.net to. Click Next again, and then click the Install button to start installing the application. After the wizard finishes, click the Finish button to complete the installation. After the installation is complete, you should see a shortcut on your desktop to configure the DinnerNow application. Double-click on the shortcut, which will then launch an application to start configuring the DinnerNow app. The DinnerNow application has a number of dependencies, and the Dependency Checker application allows me to see the list of dependencies and also which dependencies are missing. For each dependency that's missing, it's highlighted in red, and I can then go ahead and install that dependency by clicking on the Install Now link next to the dependency. Once the dependency is installed, I can then click the Rescan button, which will rescan for all the dependencies, and then if that dependency is now installed, it will turn the dependency from red to blue. Once all required dependencies are installed, the Build and Configure button will get enabled, at which point I can click it and it will start building the DinnerNow application. After all the required components have been installed, click the Build and Configure button to start building the application from the command line. While the application is building, it will print out a number of messages to the console window. This is useful to see whether there are any errors. Once the build is finished, you should see two additional shortcuts on your desktop. The first shortcut launches the kiosk application, which is a WPF app used by the restaurant owner to track orders. The second application is an ASP.NET app that a customer uses to place orders. Let's have a quick look at the kiosk application. As I mentioned before, it's a WPF application that allows the restaurant owner to track orders, as well as see where orders are coming from. Since we haven't placed any orders yet, the current list of orders is blank. As a customer, I can place an order using the DinnerNow web application. The first thing that I need to do is register. And once I've accepted the terms and conditions, I can register either by using CardSpace or using the conventional username and password. Let's go ahead and register using CardSpace. Click on the icon and then select Yes, choose a card to send. Create a personal card, and then on this dialog, you need to enter a bunch of information about the user. So set the card name to Brad Sutton. Don't worry about choosing a picture. Set the first name to Brad, last name to Sutton, and then set the email address to brad.sutton@dinnernow.net. And then click the Save button. Once you've done that, click the Send button to finish the registration. This will then reroute you to a page where you set the desired username. So set the username to Brad Sutton and then click the Check Username button and then click the Change Username button. We have now completed the registration and can go ahead and order. Let's go ahead and order some food. Enter 98101 for the zip code. Select, let's say, American for food type. Set the meal to lunch, and let's say that we want the restaurant to be located within 30 minutes. Click the Find button, and then this will list the restaurants that meet that criteria. So let's select South Ridge Subs, and from their menu we have a number of options, and let's select the Thai shrimp soup. And since we are only ordering one item, let's go ahead and click on the checkout button. Select the delivery address, select the card type, and then click on Bring My Meal. And here's the confirmation page to tell us that the meal has been ordered and it's now on its way. The last thing that I'd like to show you is how to open the Dinner Now solution in the Visual Studio IDE. Since we installed the Dinner Now application to the root directory, let's go ahead and navigate to the Dinner Now directory. As you can see, there is a solution called Dinner Now-Main. However, if you try to open Dinner Now from here, Visual Studio will display a number of errors which point to the fact that you need to run Visual Studio under administrative privileges. That is because Dinner Now has a number of web projects that run against IIS. And in order to do that, Visual Studio needs administrative privileges. So instead of opening the solution from this directory, instead, find Visual Studio in the Start menu, right-click on the application, and then select Run as Administrator. Once Visual Studio opens up, then you can open the main solution from within Visual Studio. So navigate to the location of the Dinner Now solution and open the solution from there. That's the end of this video, and thanks for watching.